right, this is Rock Stories. I am Dan Gilman. I am sitting here with Jose, Oyola, and the astronauts. You are?
Carrie.
And
I'm Jose.
All right. So, how long have you guys been together?
The band's been together, I would say, for about 2 years, but it has, like, it's like a mix of members. Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of a rotating roster, per se.
You do it purposely, or it's just the way that bands
the way
members
the bands
come
or, yeah, the yeah. way the universe works, I guess. Okay. And, no pun intended.
So you guys have a new album coming out?
Yep, Hologram's coming out in November.
November, okay.
So pretty stoked about it.
All right. Is there any new songs that you guys want to talk about? Or something that nobody's heard?
Nobody's heard any of it, actually.
Oh, so, perfect.
I'm hoping people do hear it. It's a mixture. We sing in Spanish and English. So,
very cool.
It's, I would say, about 35% Spanish and 65% English.
What's your favorite song on the album?
I'm personally fond of our song Strangers. We just actually filmed our first music video for it. So,
awesome.
It's a really cool mix of synth and indie rock. And
yeah.
I really like the lyrics. I think everyone's going to really like it when they hear it.
Cool. Where can we find that?
Not yet.
Not yet?
August 22nd. Sometime at the end of August, the video will be out and the song will be out.
Okay. And where do we look for it?
YouTube. Yes, or on our Facebook page, Jose Oyola and the Astronauts.
That was the only song? Is there anything else that... Anything cool?
Jam on there. It's a Spanish song on the album.
Okay.
I like it because my friend Chesky sings on it with me. It's the last song I wrote on the album. And I went to Puerto Rico where I'm from and I came back. And it was like the first song. I just like the flow of it and the feel of it, basically. It's kind of an ode to the old album because mostly everything on it is acoustic. And it kind of tells a story and it's like I'm intrigued to see how people listen to it.
You guys know the song, just clap along, please. Sam's coming along. Hey, Sam Perduta from Allison Jackson. Hey, you guys ready to clap? My mom came all the way from Harvard by herself. My brother. When I
where did you guys record at?
We signed to Pure Bed Records at the University of New Haven, so we recorded at their studio, and then we recorded in Horizon Music Group Studio in West Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. And where are we tonight?
We are in New Haven, Connecticut, at Cafe 9.
Okay, sweet.
On State Street.
Actually, do you have any stories? You don't have to tell it now. I'll give you time to think about it. Is there any cool stories of playing shows?
I have a good story. We played at Toad's Place. She wasn't in the band yet. We opened up for Explosions in the Sky. And I remember I threw an email. You know, you just throw an email. You're like, I'm not going to get that show.
Yep.
And I remember I was walking into a movie, and my phone was at 2%. And I, like, you know, just refreshed my email. And I see an email from like the booking agent there, and I open it, and it's like, and I'm thinking, you know, Jose, we try to get you, you know, the whole, and it's just like, hey, Jose, just want to let you know that you got the show, you know, congratulations, and then my phone just dies, and I'm like, no, so I have to sit through the whole movie with my dead phone just like shaking, you know what I mean, just like, I'm like, I need to answer this email, and I want to tell everybody, and then the show was great. We got there. They were really nice guys, and they couldn't believe, I don't even think they knew what New Haven was. They're like, we've never played here, and it was sold out. And they were so surprised and so, like, humble about it, like, selling out. Like the owner of Toad bought them, like, a bottle of Dom Perignon, and they were, like, drinking, and they couldn't believe that they were, like, sold out in New Haven, Connecticut.
It's awesome.
Just, like, seeing a band at that level and seeing them so humble still and kind of just, like, surprised at anything, mm-hmm. kind of, like, I always remember that kind of thing.
Very cool.
Don't be afraid to come with me. I'll take you to places you'll never be. Secret dimensions in my hand. Psychedelic vibrations on my back. I'll take you up high into the sky. You'll learn to fly by my side. But you don't wanna go. You're afraid to stray from home. But you don't wanna go. The sun will melt your eyes.
Obviously, you're the leader of the band. What kind of things do you do to keep everybody in check, or what are the things Any stories about that?
It's tough. I like and don't like being a leader at the same time. It's like I don't like being too authoritative. You know, I kind of want people to do it if they want to do it. You know? If not, then it's okay. You know?
I mean, it's tough keeping people together with the band stuff.
What I like about it, like, it's weird because it's like I've never been in a band that my name is in the band. So
yep.
Whenever I introduce myself, I'm like, yeah, I'm Jose from the Rosario Astronauts. It's always like, kind of sounds redundant, you know? But as being the leader, I like it, and it's fun, I guess. But it's also a lot of work, you know, keeping everybody happy or as happy as you can.
So when the CD comes out, what do you plan to do to distribute the album?
Purebred's going to take care of the distribution, and then after that, just tour forever, or as much as I can tour. I love touring, so it's that's kind of like the end goal is just to be on the road while I'm still young.
Yeah. Are you planning on using any services like Facebook ads or anything like that?
That's not really my bailiwick. Yeah. So I'll let the label do that. I'll use like Facebook and whatever social media I have. But I'm starting to focus more on the music and stop worrying about being on Facebook all the time.
Very cool. Alright.
Because I think I'm growing back into my eyes from just looking at the screen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick of looking at the computer too.
I'm so sick of that blue Facebook color. I'm like, just change it to green or something.
Yeah.
Trick me one day. Yeah. You think I'm on a different website.
Like to go on tour with?
I'm a huge Conor Oberst fan,
okay.
So I probably would be very happy if we went on tour with him.
All right, here's a tough one. Give us some inspiring words for other bands that are just starting to come out that want to make it?
Stop thinking and do it.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was easy.
I mean, everybody always worries about money, or money, you know, money is a big issue, but it's like, just take this jump, just take a leap. You know, it's like, it's only money, it'll come back somehow. And do it while you're young, when you can do it. You know? So, not that I'm saying I'm old, but it's, just gotta do it. You know, it's just like, if you really want to do it, you'll figure out a way. And if not, you'll learn something along the way. You know? People pay for school as an education, you know, for an education, and then they end up with debt and all this debt and stuff like that. Think of it the same way. It's like, I'm going to get all this, you know, if I go on tour and I invest, you know, 10 grand on tour, the things that I'm going to learn from being in all these different parts of, like, you know, at least the United States or wherever you go, might be worth the 10,000 even if you don't make it back. You know?
Yeah. So. Definitely do it while you're young.
Exactly, yeah. Do it before, I don't know, it's just
go for it.
Yeah. I think it's actually simple. It's just a matter of applying it.
Have anything to add?
I think one of the biggest things I've noticed working with Jose so far is that he has like a natural positivity about life. And when he enters a situation or, you know, just every day and in his writing, you can tell he just puts himself out there and he's positive and he's got that energy and like things just come into place because he has that outlook. And I think that people can be discouraging and at times you feel down, but like really it's always another day and you know, you're doing what you love, so there's really not much to complain about. And he's very inspiring in that way.
All right. Thanks.
I wouldn't say so much.
I'm only being nice because we're being recorded.
She is.
goals do you have for the future as a group?
Make great music.
That's a good goal.
Play in front of bigger crowds. Yep. Not get a 9-to-5 job. No, well, not a 9-to-5 job, but I can't work at a desk.
Yeah, you know, not be stuck.
Yeah, just, I mean, there are things in music that, you know, keep you from doing other things, but I can never sit behind a computer 8 hours a day. I just can't. I'm not made for it.
Yeah.
You know, if people can do it, that's cool, but it's just not. Make music until I get carpal tunnel from booking too many shows.
Nice.
Just be happy, really. That's really important.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want, just be happy doing what you're doing. If you're not happy, then you gotta, like, figure something out.
Okay. Cool.
Just don't focus so much on money.
Alright. Anything?
I think, for, you know, following up with what Jose said, I think I just want to meet as many people as possible and see as many places as possible, and music is a great forum in order to do that. And I think you learn something from everyone you meet, and you gain perspective from everything you see, and that only makes your music that much stronger when you have those experiences and continue to grow. And music is so great because it can change. You can do whatever you want with it, nothing's set in stone. It's beautiful in the sense that it exists because you created it. And I think that as an artist, it's something that other people can't understand.
Yo tengo una historia para contarte, una historia de una mujer y su amante. Mentirosa ya fue y ya lo sabe. Ese hombre fui yo y aquí estoy para contarte. Ay, 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 Dios mío, ha perdido mi corazón para un calor tan frío y una piel que ya no existe. Esa mujer es peligrosa, esa mujer es peligrosa, esa mujer es peligrosa, esa mujer es peligrosa. El próximo día ahí estaba, yo no sabía, no, lo que pasó. Ella me miró y yo la miré. Yo le dije que ya me olvidé. Ay, 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 Dios mío, ha perdido mi corazón para un calor tan frío y una piel que ya no existe. Esa mujer es peligrosa, 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 esa mujer es peligrosa.
Where do you guys see yourselves in 5 or 10 years?
Hopefully still alive.
I hope I own a 1969 Volkswagen minibus, half teal, half green, but it has to be automatic, so I'm not the best driver.
So if Carrie's still in the van, she'll be driving by herself, and we'll be driving a couple of
hours. Already said I'm never allowed to drive anywhere.
She made my wife. My wife loves those teams, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Names again?
Jose.
Carrie.
And Thomas.
Thank you for pronouncing my last name correctly.
Nice. And where can we find you on the web?
You can go to Joata, joata.bandcamp.com. Okay. Or just look up Jose Oyola and the Astronauts on Facebook.
All right, cool.
We're working on a website.
All right. Thank you.
Mother tried to take me away from the hate in this place. But if down this way to the depths of my heart, I'ma pray for a new start. Only gonna do art, make my mark on the face of the earth. Gonna take my thoughts, gonna put in work, keep this thirst for life. And I'm gonna beach verse and word till I'm in a hearse. I'ma speak my mind till the truth is heard. These lights are bright and blinding, highway entrance is winding. Like veins throughout the space and the clay new haven horizon. I'm fighting for this life and I'm dying to keep this freedom. This city will not stop me, they cut me. Those lights to stop, they said we won't.
Now we won't.
The
guys. Blake Lively was there.
Jose Oyola and the Astronauts for sitting down with me for an interview at Cafe 9 in New Haven, Connecticut. You can listen to their full live set on the Rockstars page right next to this episode. See you on the next one. Thanks for listening to Rock Stories. After you're done, please listen to Dead Tribe Paranormal, where we discuss anything and everything to do with ghosts and ghost hunting. We bring you in-depth interviews with integral members of the paranormal community and share stories of everyday people's encounters with the other side. Also look forward to new shows like Audibly Anonymous, a show where you, the listener, can anonymously share your deepest secrets. Please visit our website at echopodmedia.com and sign up for our email list on the homepage. Unapologetic is the word that best describes the premier spoken word to music album from Lori Adverb. Veering is 19 tracks of edgy poetry served on a platter of crazy rock and electronic music. You can listen to and purchase Veering by Lori Adverb at echopodmedia.com under the music tab.